This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Time to get to our favorite Tuesday game. The damage is done, my friend. Go around the room, say where the damage has been done. You guys get it at this point. You know what I'm saying? I was going to go with Kenny Atkinson yesterday for whining about the free throws when his team was basically out there playing knockout with all the three balls they were throwing up. But I got to give it to the Dallas Mavericks, dude. The Dallas Mavericks today have fired Nico Harrison, which I'm sorry. I kind of feel like as an organization, you just make yourself even look like impossible for the Mavericks already to look like more of a clown show. Until you fire the general manager that made the trade. Like, if you're that owner, do you know how much of an ass clown you have to be to look like more of an ass clown than Mark Cuban? And now this guy, Dumont, you signed off on this trade and you were sold a bill of goods like, defense is going to win championships. Defense is going to win. When you were in the finals, like, as recently as a year ago. And somehow, it took 10, 11 games for you to realize I've made a grave mistake. You guys got Cooper Flagg, which obviously was fixed. I mean, you cannot tell me otherwise that this wasn't all just a huge ruse to get Luka Doncic to the Lakers, get them their next generational star, and then you guys got the make good wink pick with, what did they have, 0.8 chance with the tie breaks? They had to get the ping pong balls and win coin flips. You can't tell me that this is on the up and up, all right? But you can't stick with him, and then 10 games in, you fire him. The damage is done already. Let Cooper Flagg become Cooper Flagg. Let the guy believe in what he believes in. Hopefully, you get Kyrie back. That's the way it's supposed to go. Now you look completely like an even bigger buffoon.
Damage is done.
So the damage is done. Jennifer, what damage has done for you?
Wow, Leroy really... Okay, so...
He just had a conversation with me and left.
Crazy. Okay.
There's nobody here today either.
I know.
No, there's no one.
Maybe he has the BGs.
Well, last segment...
The Heinies?
Not Leroy. Len was the one that kind of stopped me from going to the bathroom. Anyway, I normally don't do this. I don't like waiting, so I'm the person who, when I need something, I just go in and get it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really like ordering online or anything like that.
Okay.
So, yesterday, it was kind of late already, and I didn't realize that, you know, I had, like, no sugar for the morning, you know? And I like having my coffee in the morning, so I need sugar. I'm Cuban. So whatever. It was too late. I had a lot of things to do, and I didn't feel like going to the store. So what did I do? I decided to DoorDash.
You DoorDash sugar?
I did.
Sugar?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Sugar.
I can't say that I've ever done that.
Right.
I know that. I know DoorDash will DoorDash you anything these days.
Right, but I didn't have time to go to the store.
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't want to.
Would you pay $15 for that sugar?
You know, like, when you make that no,
was it Domino?
You know what? I might as well just gone to the store.
They really have tapped. I'm with you, JFig. They
have tapped.
And they have a $20 minimum too.
DoorDash, and I love DoorDash. I do. I got to be honest with you. They have completely just sucked in like a vampire in on our laziness. That's all it is.
And
between delivery fees and everything.
And mind you, I don't do this, okay? I just really couldn't do it yesterday. So whatever, I DoorDash sugar. However, as I'm like going through the app, I put the sugar or whatever in my cart, and then it says, oh, okay, well, this store has it for, you know, a better deal.
Right.
And there's many in stock.
There's a better deal for sugar?
Yeah, whatever. And then I was like, okay, cool. It's even closer to my house.
So you're chatting with the Dasher?
No, it was just like an option before you check out. So whatever. I'm like, okay, yeah, sure. It's closer to my house. Why not? So then I have it, whatever. I'm waiting for it as I'm doing my other stuff. And then I get a notification. Oh, they're all out. Why is this app not constantly like...
JFig?
You ordered the only sugar where it wasn't available? Who doesn't have sugar?
I have a question.
The worst part about it is that the app said many in stock. Wait. I said, okay, why not?
Do Amazon.
How much sugar did you get?
Hold on, guys. Ladies and gentlemen. Are we
that
much of a millennium? Are we in that much of a new wave that we can't go knock on
how
the door?
How many times have I said that I don't do this and I just needed it?
So you can't knock the door and ask your neighbor?
What about the neighbor?
Isn't the house next to you the neighbor?
Isn't
the house next to you empty? Or they live there now?
That's what people do.
So that they don't, when have you ever?
I don't know if I would.
Are your neighbors asking for sugar?
I don't know if I would go to my my neighbor's a Finnish.
Oh wow, you're that young. Yes, that's what you do.
My neighbor's a Finnish grandmother. I don't think I would.
She's definitely got sugar.
She definitely does. I don't think I want to ask her though.
Why would I do that? I don't like being
so. Wait a minute.
To people.
Hey, you wanna?
You know what I would do to my
$15 for some sugar?
No, I would just go. I live very close to a Publix. I would have just gone to Publix.
Me too. But you know, if I wanted sugar that bad, I could actually call my neighbor. Right?
Joe?
Get the code to his house and go in and get sugar.
Okay, but you have that relationship with your neighbor. I don't.
But you're Cuban, Josh.
Why don't you smile a little bit more?
Well, I don't know.
You're the one smiling.
You're the one who used a robot to get your sugar.
I'm saying.
You know what?
When did you...
Damage is actually you guys.
Damage is
done
by
you. When did you get the sugar?
Damage is done. Is that why you were late?
You didn't get it.
No. I'm literally missing the point of my story, and I'm about to start cussing here.
Yes! Wait, did you ever get sugar?
I did, like an hour later.
Jeez.
You had to wait a whole hour for sugar?
You know, you didn't. You know what? If you went to your,
can you
know.
Guys, let me finish my story, and then you guys can talk.
I apologize. Go
Thank
ahead.
You so much.
Somebody's tea or umbrella would have given you sugar.
Who's?
I don't know.
Who's?
Esmeralda, I don't know, Isabel.
Anyway,
somebody.
Keep assuming, guys. You guys are frustrating. Anyway.
Wow. The look away.
She is perturbed.
I lost my point in everything. The whole thing for me, the damage is done here, is that the app should be easier to use.
What, DoorDash?
This is your bit!
You guys are annoying.
What do we do?
Oh my god. Especially this one here yelling at me that I didn't go knock on my neighbor's door.
Hello?
You know, you would have had an easier time knocking your neighbor's door.
That is true.
No.
That is the OG thing you would go ask a neighbor for, though.
Literally. Yeah. That
but,
or butter.
But here's... I know Jennifer. Here's what would happen. She would rather not go ask somebody for sugar.
I don't like and let them for think. Help. So why would I go ask for sugar?
I don't know. I mean, you asked a robot.
Because I had no other choice.
The robot lied to you.
You did.
Crop his ass
out.
Will you use it again to order sugar?
Never. Again, no.
Would you ask your neighbor?
Yes.
No.
Oh. So you just go sugarless.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, lesson learned.
That sounds like a JFig problem. Really.
But now you probably have plenty of sugar. because
yeah, how
you
big
got
was the
sugar,
sugar bag
delivered.
You got?
Did you get a big sugar or just a little?
Go to Costco.
Get one of those big buckets. You know, the yellow bucket.
If I had the time to go to Costco, I would have done so.
So
was
you
this
know,
at night or was this in the morning?
It was nighttime, guys.
Why did you want a nighttime coffee?
Because I realized too late that there was no coffee.
So then you
oh,
know
so it was for the next morning.
Yes.
So
wait a minute. You guys didn't listen to me.
You know who's gonna have sugar?
I missed that part.
You know who's gonna have sugar late at night? A neighbor.
Grandma.
Grandma.
A tia or
you can get sugar at a gas station.
Yeah, but she was. You see
the whole
thing,
point of this? She's is not going. I did not want
she
to leave
to
my
be
house
lazy.
At night.
You wanted to be lazy.
Do you not want to leave now?
Lazy is that I was too busy.
It was a little lazy.
It's a lot lazy.
Okay.
It's a lot lazy.
Be a woman. Be a woman leaving by yourself to go to the store at night.
How late was
be
this?
Be a woman.
Was this 1 o'clock in the morning?
Sure.
Or was this at 8 p.m.?
Vlad, go next because you guys are annoying.
What do you have for us, Leroy, with your tardiness?
So my damage is done. And I hate to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
Mm-hmm.
Dolphins fans.
Oh.
Enjoy the win.
Oh.
I know it doesn't mean anything in the big scheme of things right now. But enjoy the win. You got over a hump.
Your group chat's not going well?
I don't listen to them anymore.
Just like, put them on mute?
Like, no, because here's what happens. The Dolphins go up, like, what, 14? It was 14 to something. I can't remember what it was. And
well, they were up 16-0, I think.
16-0. One guy chimes in. Whoo! Go and bet the Bills. You know they're going to blow it. I'm like, dude, why do you consider yourself a fan?
It's that's like a major league. Oh, yeah. They'll blow it.
Yes!
They'll yes! blow it tonight.
Yes. Yes. So it goes like, enjoy it. I know the season sucks. I know you're not happy with a lot of things going on. But you got to win. Like, it was an awesome win.
It was an awesome win.
It was fun. Everybody should be happy, not going, huh, now we're going to win too many games and we're going to get up with a draft pick in the middle. Stop. You can't have it both ways. You can't complain about your team sucking and then complain about them winning too many games. Make up your mind.
Vlad, what damage has done for you?
Damage is done. New York Giants.
Oh.
But it somehow affects the Buffalo Bills.
Mm-hmm.
Sean McDermott, your day's a number, buddy.
Wow.
Hey, I was going to ask that earlier today.
What?
That are we going to start having conversations about Sean McDermott?
I've been having
in
conversations.
In fairness, he's been talking about Sean McDermott all season.
Yeah, he
I've
has.
Been telling you guys he that says his about ass has been on the foreman for the
you know who else? You know who else is going to be available, I think?
Hmm?
Kevin Stefanski. He's good with quarterbacks.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, listen, if they don't win the division, they lose to the division to the Patriots.
Yep.
And then they lose in the wild card, the division round. They don't get to the conference championship or Super Bowl. I think his ass is done, and I think Brian Daboll comes in as the new head coach.
What? You think the Bills will hire Brian Daboll?
Who created Allen?
Okay, I got you.
Hey, you know what I think, though? This is the thing that's crazy. When you said damage is done on the Giants, I thought it was because Joe Shane kept his job. Well, I can't believe that.
Nah, he let his boy. Yo, he offed his boy, man. That's crazy.
Well, first of all, there's been
that's the perfect definition of streets need a body. Rather be you than me.
How crazy is it, though? We have video evidence, okay, of this guy blowing the Saquon Barkley thing.
Yes.
Like
with the owner.
Right. And I'm just like, what do you mean he's leading the search for your next head coach? You can't trust this guy. By the way, have you seen this is crazy, but like see, this is where you don't know what to believe what's on not the Mike McDaniel picture. This one you don't know what to believe on Twitter, but I hope it's true. They think they found his burner. There's this
burner?
Joe Shane's. There's this renegade rogue Twitter account that's, you know, got the silhouette profile, so no picture. But it just is like a rabid Joe Shane defender, doesn't tweet during games, and has just been blasting Brian Daboll the entire time. And everybody swears we have a Sixer situation where the GM has been blasting the head coach on Twitter anonymously. But I can't believe he kept his job. That's crazy to me. Like you can't have that happen.
You know why? You drafted the quarterback. And Daboll is trying to use, hey, I got my quarterback now. Let me
I think it's a fair thing for
let
Daboll.
Me continue, but you lose four games. You lose four games with leads in the fourth quarter, your ass got to go.
I get it, but also, like, let's be real. You lost your star running back. You lost your star receiver. Like, and this kid plays like a damn rhinoceros. So, like, you know, wait till he's healthy. Hopefully this guy doesn't become like Tua 2.0 with the head injuries.
Hey, you learn. Let me just tell you. You go into the league with all the enthusiasm in the world. You're going to be tough. You're going to be fast. You're going to run physical. And then you start getting hit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you realize, damn, they're big too. So you have to be more like, it's okay to be physical, but not put yourself in harm's way. And that's a lesson that you have to learn, hopefully before you get 17 concussions. But they'll learn. I think certain guys, they just play that way. Like, I think Scataboo, he just plays that way.
Jonathan says Nico is our rhinoceros. I think that's fair. He does play wild sometimes.
No, we're talking about his nose, right?
Well,
the fact that it can be used for two.
Went over the old head there.
It was a double entendre.
I thought it was talking about the nose.
Not right. Objectively funny, but
right. If we had a guy who was, we would say is plays like Scataboo and
oh Davion,
either Davion or Pella.
Oh, Pella too.
And then, Triple J, he does it too.
But it's control. It's control with Triple J. See, I can do control.
Because he'll go in hard and then stop footwork.
Darton Scatterboo is not controlled. Like, unfortunately,
hey,
they look like future CT. Like they.
No, they do. Like, this isn't going to last.
I'm telling you. You learn that lesson quick.
Take a break. Get back into that Heat win yesterday. We'll hear some more from the locker room as the Heat get a buzzer beater. Andrew Wiggins, wild night in the NBA. Back with more after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.